All right, guys, welcome to our next Dear Guitar Industry series episode series. Yeah, whatever. We're back. Marco and Brian here. We're just talking about our next subject, and we're going to jump into that in just a second. I want to throw out our pickup chooser form. We're going to include a link to that. Fill it out. Just a couple questions about your guitar, what you like, what you don't like about the tone, and then we will match you up with a set of pickups that works for you. Now, think of it like the doctor, you know, Dr. Marco is here writing your prescription. He looks at all your symptoms and says, oh, you definitely need the Anthem PAFs for your Les Paul. So that's kind of what it is. The link is going to be below. No obligation to do anything with the information. If you just want to rob us of some knowledge and say, well, what should I put in here? And we give our suggestion and you want to go somewhere else, that's fine. Though we're going to go ahead and give you that information for the pickup chooser. All right, so today's topic of our Dear Guitar Industry series is we're going to break this rule next week, but we're going to talk about it, and I'd love to get your thoughts down below in the comments of the YouTube portion of this. So if you're listening on iTunes, you're listening on our Podbean page, head to our YouTube video to leave your comments on this subject. So this is Just Play It. So kind of like a shoe company, it says just do it. We're saying just play it.
Just do it.
So play what you have. That is the biggest thing that we are preaching today. Tomorrow we're going to be on eBay and Reverb looking for new gear. But today we are saying just play it. So why this subject? I'm curious your thoughts, because we both have acquired a pretty nice amount of gear in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Some really cool guitars, really cool pedals. And then we're still looking on Reverb for new stuff, and we're still trying to figure out, oh, what would be the next thing to fit this hole in my board? While we're just kind of missing out on some of the good stuff that we have. So that's my premise. What do you think? Am I like crazy talk? Am I like voice of reason? I don't know. What do you think?
No, yeah, I'm with you. Kind of the voice of reason and maybe the most rational thinking that we've had in the shop this week.
We can't have that too long, though.
I speak for myself, though, and I definitely can be a little bit insufferable when it comes to gear, and like I'm just always looking at something and I'm messing mm-hmm. with this and tinkering with that, or I'm like, oh, let me, like, I'm always ripping up my pedal board and always having to figure stuff like that out. I'll show up to rehearsal and I'm just like swapping stuff out, so that's why I show up early.
Yep.
But there's just always something there that's kind of like that spurns you on. There's some exciting piece of marketing that kind of gets up your nose, and you're like, oh, I can't think about anything else. You know, I smell it everywhere I go or whatever.
And, yeah.
And I don't know why we're that way. I think I'm insane because I can't think about anything else. But I know that there's a whole acronym about like, oh, I need more gear. I don't have enough gear. So mm-hmm. it must not be an uncommon thing.
So. Yeah. So I think it's kind of like looking under rocks, like it makes it sound like the average guitarist, you know, let us know maybe in the comments of the YouTube channel, like how many guitars do you have or how many amps do you have? Do you have a massive selection? Do you only have one or two? There's nothing wrong with that. But what we're trying to say is kind of like explore the stuff that you already have, dive into the stuff and get to know it a little bit more. Maybe you have an old acoustic in the, you know, we were at Guitar Center the other day and we kind of got like a weird acoustic bug and we never thought we would have it. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. This is a really nice little Martin that we tried. And but then I'm like, well, I've got two acoustics at home. I should probably go just play those instead of thinking about the next acoustic. Do I need three acoustics? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want three acoustics? Yes.
Could be cool.
It could be cool. But that's the sort of thing. So like this is kind of touching on that subject of like, what did you sell too early? You know, mm-hmm. like the guitars that got away or the pedals that got away. We all have those, right? Maybe you ditched them before you thought too hard about them. And then you saw someone play it or it came back around. In my case, like I have a Blues Deluxe, right? It came back around. I'm like, oh, this is a cool amp. Maybe I shouldn't have got, like, traded it for a Mesa Boogie. And maybe I shouldn't have done that early on, but mm-hmm. I did. So that's kind of where we're at with this. I think that this is a deep dive, right? We're just trying to scratch the surface, but we'd love to know some stuff that you guys have that you maybe want to give more attention to. Because you've gotten, I think about the Iridium from Strymon,
yeah.
right? It's like, and that's just a great like utility box for so many uses and needs. And And then every once in a while, like another ant modeling thing will come out and you're probably looking at it like, ooh, maybe I should get, you know. So maybe some more thoughts on kind of where you've been in that journey. Cause I know it's like worse and then better. Like it swings, the pendulum swings like within the hour sometimes.
That's a good point. It's like, I got the iridium first, but then I even ultimately ended up getting a HX stomp. And there's a lot of people that would say like, those things kind of do the same job in a way, like, or they can be used in similar use cases. Why do you have both of them? And I'm like, I don't know. Why do I have both of them? But there's inspirational things in the both of them. And I guess for me, it's this weird little, like, you're following your gut feeling, even though you know you're maybe off base entirely.
You had Taco Bell the night before, and your gut feeling is like, nope.
But you just kind of, you know, you just follow that path, and you know, you'll find the use cases for all of that stuff. I mean, they'll be on different boards. I mean, there's stuff that you can do with them both that's pretty unique and different form factors. Like the HX Stomp is so cool, but everyone hates that wall wart power supply because it's only like, the cord's like this long, right?
Right.
And the cable, the power supply that came with the iridium has a cord that's like, it'll go all the way to the end of the wall here. So, and it's just smaller. It fits in different spaces on a board. Like there's so many factors to consider on anybody's individual rig, but you brought up a point about like, gear that has got away. And I guess like I somehow used that as like a justification, like, well, I've had to get rid of some pretty like sentimental and choice pieces. Just, it's just kind of the way that it lands sometime. Fortunately, that's what some of us have to do, is kind of like, oh, well, this has got to go right now. But because that happened, you're kind of like, well, I owe it to myself to kind of get something like of equal or lesser, like, inspirational value, you know, something that kind of makes you feel the similar way, or you feel like gets you kind of work in a workflow where that other piece maybe did, and now this is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have to get rid of stuff and and it shows like the value of the stuff that sticks around too, I think. And then kind of goes back to that first thing you were saying, like, well, the stuff that stuck around, it's like that, like it's stuck around for a reason, and you probably are just even really comfortable with it, and you love it maybe without even thinking about how much you love it. Like you go out and play the guitars at a guitar shop and they're like, man, I can't wait to get back home and play my guitars. Cause you know, no one's guitar feels as good as their own. So
that's true. And I kind of think of like, so we had the real amps versus modelers discussion a few episodes ago, and I think about the FM3, which we're looking at it on the floor here, the Fractal FM3. It's that has saved me hundreds and hundreds of dollars for effects pedals, you know, because it has a Univibe. I'm like, I get the Univibe itch randomly. I'm like, oh, I want to get a Univibe, a boutique Univibe, and then it's in there, and I can probably get scratch the itch, and I can probably just use what I have instead of having a cool box. It's probably in there, and I can scratch that itch and not. I'm not saying it would be a waste of money, because it probably wouldn't. I would go find something that was cool, but that has been a thing of like, well, do I have it in this box? Can I get that Marshall tone out of here that will maybe make me happy enough to not worry about like buying a Marshall? You know, you get like a gas for a Marshall stack or a, you know, a Marshall 18 watt in my case. I'm like, oh, that'd be so cool to have one, and maybe, you know, there's nothing like that acquisition of the gear, but I've been finding pieces of gear that have helped me not spend as much money lately. Yeah. So that's been really helpful. Obviously buying a really nice guitar, you know, makes you want to buy more nice guitars, but it also means that you're going to just play that more and be inspired more. So lots of deep dive into this topic. I had a lot of fun kind of discussing this over the last kind of few weeks, like in various forums. It's like, oh, should I get this? And no. And you and I always have debates in the shop or building your pickups, and you know, we're both like realists and like, you know, drug dealers to each other, right? Where it's like, enablers. Oh, you should totally buy that guitar. You deserve it. You say that to me.
And you're worth it, Brian.
You're worth it. And it's so funny because we like, oh, we need to have this and this, and I need to be inspired. And it's like, but I've already got certain things to inspire me. And again, not that we're not going to chase gear, because this is just today, and we are on our high horse today saying you should play what you have. And tomorrow, like I said, we will be on Reverb and eBay looking for the next greatest guitar. What do you guys think about this? Leave it in the comments on our YouTube channel. And thank you guys so much for watching this series. And if you have other subjects or topics you'd like us to cover, you'd like us to dive in deeper to this specific topic, whatever you want to say, leave it in the YouTube comments. You can also email us. I think we haven't mentioned that, but info@porterpickups.com. If you're like, hey, I really hate the show, but I wish you would talk about this, or I really enjoy the show and I'd love you to talk about this. So leave that in the comments below. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll be back with more of these episodes.
Yeah, appreciate you all. See you next time.